Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Bo Brock is out on a Hawaiian vacation right now with his wife, lucky guy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. You can follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Been off the last couple days, taking care of some stuff. So it's been dormant here in Phoenix compared to what it was like during the combine last week. The questions are still swirling. Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, trade up, trade down, trade all around. Antonio Brown, that still rhymes. But it's been a little dormant, you know, over the last couple days. And it's nice. It's nice to take a breath, kind of collect your thoughts. Bo and I last week both said that Josh Rosen's the way to go. Okay, and we're going to talk about this in kind of a carousel-like manner. Until, you know, draft day or probably a week before draft day when the real rumors start to sprout with actual sustenance regarding what the Cardinals are going to do. There are a couple of thoughts that I had, and I'll tell you throughout this podcast what they are. I was driving into the station today where I am now, and it just kind of dawned on me what I'm about to tell you with an immediate, oh no, after it. And it's funny with the Arizona Cardinals, oh no, could be followed by pretty much anything they've done over the last three seasons. But the thought that I had was regarding Steve Keim, Cliff Kingsbury, and the potential of Kyler Murray going number one overall. This is Cliff Kingsbury's guy. This is the guy that he wants. So Steve Keim could okay drafting him because it wouldn't be his fault if it didn't work out. Oh, no. It wouldn't be Steve Keim's fault for once that gauging a player's talent and how it would translate to the NFL, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be Steve Keim's fault. Oh, no. It would be the first time NFL head coach's fault. Oh, no. It's the perfect scapegoat. He is the perfect. I thought that Steve Wilkes was a patsy last year. Cliff Kingsbury is the perfect patsy to do, you know, scientific tests on to see if his brain's going to work in the NFL. Oh, no. So that's what I thought. Well, you know what? If they draft Kyler Murray, it's not Steve Keim's fault. That is the direct correlative between the two statements. If it doesn't work out, I should say. And if it does work out, he takes credit for it. It's a win-win for Steve Keim. It's an absolute win-win for Steve Keim taking Kyler Murray number one overall. Because Steve Keim's lineage as a general manager and as a general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, the foundation of that is right now. It's not the 5 years before, the NFC Championship run, all of that. It's not. This is the paramount foundation for Steve Keim as general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. What he does in this draft and this free agency. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter, Clancy's Corner. You can listen to me on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix on the Freaks 1 to 4 Monday through Friday. And Bo is on 4 to 7 on the Drive Monday through Friday. Follows my show. Oh, no. Steve Keim has nothing to lose. Regarding the number one overall pick, I should say. And here's the thing. We're going to find out. People use the, we're going to read the tea leaves. What the hell does that mean? Who reads tea leaves? Some prehistoric way to, you know, tell time or tell the future or whatever before Miss Cleo came on the scene. We're going to know who they're taking number one overall or if they're trading down way before the actual draft. Because if they sign a couple linebackers or an edge rusher or an interior lineman in free agency, that will check the boxes for what they do not need high up in the draft coming up at the end of April. So I read a report that a couple people in the Ravens camp think that both C.J. Mosley and Terrell Suggs are coming to the Cardinals. Terrell Suggs went to ASU. C.J. Mosley needs a job. He needs a payday. He's still in his prime, albeit at the tail end of the pinnacle of his prime. He's in his prime still. He's a hell of a linebacker, play a hell of a 3-4 linebacker, which kind of, he's not an edge rusher per se, but it also kind of benigns the idea of absolutely needing an edge rusher with the number one overall pick. So it's just interesting. You know, if the Cardinals sign a guard or a tackle, offensive tackle, in the offseason, even though the free agency core of offensive tackles and guards is light, it's not as deep as the safeties, where, man, for all the years the offseason to need a safety, there are four or five guys that are impact guys immediately that are stars, all stars, Pro Bowlers. Not the case for the Cardinals. At least not the case compared to all the other, you know, pivotal needs that they have. So say they were to sign an offensive tackle or guard, or they were to sign an interior defensive lineman, you'd be able to start to see what the game plan is for the draft. So if they can somehow find an edge rusher in free agency and a couple linebackers, and then you sign an interior lineman, or you sign an offensive lineman, you're like, oh my God, they're going to take Kyler Murray. Holy crap, they're really going to pull the trigger. I'll talk about this more on the other side, Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here, Bo Brock out. It's been quiet here in Phoenix, but pre-agency coming up next week, this is when it's going to start to ramp up. I said before the break that this is the time we're going to start to see what the Cardinals are going to do in the draft. Because what holes they fill now predicates what they're going to do in the draft. And listen, if they try to fill all the holes that Nick Bosa and Quinnen Williams and Jonah Williams would fill, that means they're drafting Kyler Murray. It's just what it means. And yes, edge rushers are light in free agency right now. Understood. And they only have about $40 million to spend in the cap with free agents. So it's going to kind of pigeonhole them a little bit. And just to compare, as of right now, the Cardinals have just under $40 million to spend salary cap-wise. The Colts have 102. The Browns have 70. The Jets have between 70 and 100. So just because the Cardinals want these players that they want doesn't mean that other teams can't offer them maybe double, depending on what their salary cap space is. So the signing of Robert Alford was good. It was good, but it takes away a chunk, you know? It takes away a chunk. And they're going to need to bring in a couple wide receivers. They're going to need to bring in some guys and not just hope that DK Metcalf is there when they draft next or trade away whatever picks they need to move up. You need some stability in the wide receiving core, not named Larry Fitzgerald. And they just don't have it yet. So there are a lot of questions that still need to be answered. But I started this podcast off by saying it won't be Steve Keim's fault if the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray. He'll reap the rewards if it works, but he can pivot and say, you know what? It was my first year head coach's job to pick this guy. He said he wanted him. He said it was his guy. He said it would work out. It didn't. They're both gone. Whatever. A couple years down the road. He can completely deflect to make it so it's not his fault. Oh, no. So Antonio Brown was traded for about 15 minutes last night to the Buffalo Bills. And then this morning came out and said, no, the Steelers, no, it didn't work out. Steelers were probably asking for an arm and a leg, thought they would get it from Buffalo. Buffalo had the cap space to extend Antonio Brown with guaranteed money like Antonio Brown wants. Josh Allen's got an arm. I just didn't really see it. Buffalo is where people go to, you know, retire, be too cold. It was funny. I saw a coincidental stat where Terrell Owens signed however many years ago with the Buffalo Bills yesterday, the same day that the Bills traded for Antonio Brown. I thought that was pretty funny. Antonio Brown's going to be a headache. Antonio Brown's going to be a pain in the ass. Antonio Brown is also going to put up 10 touchdowns, catch 80 or 90 balls depending on your quarterback talent, and, you know, 12 or 1,300 yards, just in his sleep. And he had 15 touchdown catches in his sleep last year. In his sleep. So I wonder, and I don't know if I'm right about this, which is, you know, a lot, and I keep leaving reviews on iTunes, please. I read a couple that weren't so stellar about me from about 18 months ago or last year. Keep leaving reviews. I want to hear what you have to say, please. Bo does too. Speak for both of us. Antonio Brown would change the makeup of this team, obviously, the Cardinals. Antonio Brown may suck up the rest of the money for this year's salary cap, but the dude would be worth it. I don't understand why people say, oh, no, don't want the headache. I don't want the headache. No, absolutely not. I don't want a cancer in the locker room. Dude, the Cardinals don't have the benefit of being able to decide what they want based on extracurriculars. They need the best players possible on this squad. You deal with the rest later. The same with the Reuben Foster thing. Unless, listen, I don't condone domestic violence. I don't. I've said it a million times on this show. I don't. They should have put a waiver claim in for Reuben Foster. They just should have. The Cardinals don't have the ability, don't have the luxury of being a top-tier organization to where, you know what, our morals trump everything. And I understand, I get what I'm saying, that it's not a popular opinion. I don't say things just to be unpopular for clickbait or whatever. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. Morals are different in the NFL. Wins mean more than what people do breaking the law outside of it, depending on what it is. I'm not saying all crimes are created equal. I'm not. I'm not saying Kareem Hunt should have stayed with the Chiefs. I'm not saying anything. But if you have a first-round talent that's on the waiver wire that a team cut because it was the right thing to do morally for them because what he did happened while he was in their jersey, doesn't mean that you are wrong for putting in a waiver claim for him. Just doesn't. It's the NFL. You will start to see, I know I'm getting off on a little tangent here, but this is important. You will start to see teams internally suspend players and not cut them. Like Kareem Hunt, if this was 2 years from now, my prediction is that the Chiefs would have suspended him for a year. But he still would have been a Chief. You don't want to let a top five running back walk out the door just because he did something when it was under your watch, kind of, and let another team pick him up scot-free because what he did wasn't under, you know, their watch. It's a joke. So when it comes to Antonio Brown, there are far worse things that people have done that other teams have dealt with than just being a loudmouth and being a diva wide receiver. This is an original story. This is not an original story. See if the Steelers are starting to kind of turn a little bit and starting to see that maybe Antonio Brown isn't worth 7 first-round picks. See if you can buy low. And I'll tell you one crazy, crazy idea. Crazy idea that the Cardinals haven't thought about. It's probably not going to happen, but we are in the business of prognosticating, Nostradamusing, and sometimes you're right. I'll tell you what it is next. Locked On Cardinals. Wrap it up here. Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock out. He's snorkeling right now, probably in Hawaii, seeing a little bunch of Nemos under the water and, you know, water that's 2 feet deep. Man, I got to go to Hawaii. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Listen to me Monday through Friday on the Freaks, 1 to 4, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. Listen to Bo, 4 to 7 on the Drive. There's one thing that nobody's talked about, and I can't believe it. It just even brought it up in conversation. People are talking about what the trade value would be for Josh Rosen. Third-round pick. A lot of people are coming out, third-round pick, fourth-round pick, second-round pick. I got an idea. And this really depends on how much the Steelers love Ben Roethlisberger. And yes, I'm going there now. Why the hell not trade Josh Rosen for Antonio Brown? Why not? If you're looking for value for Josh Rosen, Ben Roethlisberger is not going to be around for another year or two. He's talked about retiring multiple times. If they have one bad year next year, he's gone. Why not trade Josh Rosen for Antonio Brown? It solves needs for both teams. In essence, the Steelers would be getting a first-round pick, a 10th overall pick. It just happened to be from last year's draft. You can be a part of one of the most heralded franchises in NFL history, although recently it's been a little bit more finicky than the Steelers. And the Cardinals get the guy they want, get the receiver they need. And you deal with all the off the field crap later. Again, the Cardinals do not have the luxury to pick and choose the battles that they need to deal with off the field. You just they just don't. Get the best talent, figure it out later. The great equalizer is Antonio Brown scoring as many touchdowns as possible and giving him a little extra juice on his contract. That's a great equalizer. I don't understand why it's not being talked about. Josh Rosen to the Steelers for Antonio Brown. Call it a day. And then listen, you can draft Kyler Murray. Boom. Everybody's happy. The Cardinals will immediately be the new most fun team to watch in the NFL. Cleveland was last year, right when Baker made his start with Jarvis Landry. Oh, man. And Nick Chubb and David Njoku in his second year. And that defense. Oh, my God, Jabril Peppers and Jamie Collins are, you know, now, even though Jamie Collins isn't with the team anymore. Myles Garrett. Oh, man. Now, Kyler Murray, Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, David Johnson, and that defense. See ya. That will punch tickets. That will punch tickets. Now, do I think they should do it? No. I think they should draft Nick Bosa number one overall. And if they don't want Nick Bosa, you trade number one to San Francisco. They move up. They give you a second rounder or first rounder next year. You take Quinnen Williams with the second overall pick. I'm just saying that if it were to happen, it would make sense for the Cardinals with how they've been gushing over Kyler Murray. And obviously, there are a bunch of different tributaries to this river. What if Oakland wants to give away the deed to the new stadium for Kyler Murray? Cool, take it. Figure out who you want it for. You know, you draft Greedy Williams. You can draft whoever you want, depending on how many first-round picks you have. You can do whatever you want. That's obviously an outlier. But if they're shopping Josh Rosen, you give Josh Rosen and whatever, a sixth-rounder for Antonio Brown, do it. If you're shopping Josh Rosen, why not get the best possible player? And believe it or not, draft picks aren't the most they don't have the most weight. Actual players that are Pro Bowlers do. The most overrated aspect of anything in the NFL is future draft picks. Because you don't know what the hell is going to happen. I would take Antonio Brown, a 30-year-old Antonio Brown, for Josh Rosen instead of two second-rounders. Of course you would. Because you know what he's going to be for the next 5 years. And you lock him up. You lock him up to a contract. He's here. He's unhappy. Who gives an S? He's on your team. He's going to perform. He's going to put up 10-plus touchdowns a year every year, over 1,000 yards in his sleep. Think about it. Think about it. Josh Rosen for Antonio Brown. Heard it here first. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock will be back on Monday. We'll check you guys then.